Susan, what will this law mean for people who are injured on the job?
It's going to make it more difficult for them to get benefits, and it could very well reduce the amount of benefits. It also increases the amount of time that they can see their own doctor, which is something that's obviously important to a lot of people. But for businesses, this is something that they have been pushing for many years, and they say will help their bottom line.
Ken, these are significant changes to the current law at a time when unemployment continues to be high in Michigan. So why focus on this issue, and who's behind it?
The workers' comp system has been a huge issue for Republicans for years here in this state. You have big majorities of Republicans in both the House and the Senate. You have a Republican governor, and they decided now was the time to strike. I think from their standpoint, the issue is not who initially gets benefits. I think it probably reduces the amount of time that people who are on the system stay on the system.
Susan, will passage of this bill have any impact on the state's economy?
It's hard to say. There have been so many changes that we've seen in terms of worker policies this year and tax policy aimed at helping businesses. We have seen unemployment dip below 10% for November, but this is also a time of holiday hiring, so a lot of times the numbers are better than they are during the rest of the year. You know, an argument that is starting to come out there is that even if we do a lot to help businesses in Michigan, there are so many problems at the national level that we might not see the big change that we'd like to.
Now, one of the criticisms or concerns about this bill is that the decision about how much compensation an injured worker will receive, it's being left up to insurance companies. And they're designed to make a profit. So isn't there a lot of potential for abuse here, Susan?
That's an argument that unions have made and those opposed to the bill. There's also an issue that there might be more cases thrown into the legal system because of this, because you'll have more disputed claims than you have. And certainly, you know, that could hurt both workers and employers who have to shell out a lot to lawyers to litigate these issues.
Susan and Ken, how does the Republican-led state leadership respond to the criticism that this is another example of legislation that benefits business but hurts Michigan workers? Ken, your thoughts first.
Well, as I mentioned, the Republicans and business groups have argued for years that the system they're changing was subject to abuse from people who just simply found it convenient to linger on the system over time. So the charges or potential for abuse kind of cuts both ways.
Susan, was there enough cleanup that needed to happen that you think this system needed to be overhauled in this way?
This system is about 100 years old, so certainly I think there is room for improvement. I think certainly on the fraud end, which is something that really wasn't taken up with this legislation. To be frank, the motivation for this legislation is that this has been on business groups' wish list for, you know, years upon years, and there's an opportunity to take care of it now, as Ken said, with Republican majorities. So that's why we've seen so much of this type of legislation pass.
Susan Demas is political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.